Come. Ah. Hey, come on in. Very glad to see you. I hope you've recovered from our little scare in the elevator earlier. Good. I have to say, I wasn't sure that being stuck in an elevator could ever be so stimulating. How did you like the lecture? Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you got so much out of it. I was happy to see you doing as I said, sitting front and center, right where I wanted you. You looked so happy the whole time. It was almost difficult to keep my composure with you smiling at me so much. Quite a contrast with the rest of the faces in the, glum, dreary crowd. And to be honest, you've always been a little bright spot among my students. That's why you're my favorite. Really? You're surprised to hear me say that? Yeah, sure you are. Your eagerness to please, your beautiful smile, your enthusiasm. It's impossible not to like you. Although, I always keep feelings like that to myself. But, like I said earlier, when I overheard you talking about me a few weeks ago, there were some shocking words coming out of your mouth. It made me realize that the kind, sweet, gentle student that I thought I knew clearly has another side. Have you ever experienced something like that? The discovery that someone you thought you knew has a secret side to them? Finding out that someone who seems so adorable and sweet can actually say such dirty things. It really had an effect on me. You know, in my years of teaching, I've been friendly with students, but never would I say that I've been friends with one. Seeing the way that you were smiling at me, it made me feel like, for the first time ever, maybe there was a member of the student body that I could allow in. I hope it's okay for me to say that. I couldn't stop thinking about being in the elevator with you the whole time I was giving that lecture. The way you looked standing there, nervous and beautiful, kind of overwhelmed. And I was looking at your body the same way I look at it in every lecture. The same way I look at it every time I see you on campus. I just couldn't stop looking. I think I decided in that moment that I wanted to help you. You've got so much potential, and I couldn't bear to see it go to waste. So we should help each other. University life is hard, and I think there's a lot of room for us to help each other out. I'd like that. I would like that even if it means making sure that you get an unfair advantage over the other students. It would only be to help you get the results that you deserve anyway. And I would love to give a new friend an unfair advantage. I want to see you win. I want to see you and that beautiful body of yours come out on top. And it really is an amazing body. It feels good to finally say that. I've spent so much time thinking about it. And the only problem is, we could get in a lot of trouble if people discovered that we're friends. So you'd need to do exactly as I say. You would have to accept my guidance and my role as your superior. It wouldn't be a friendship of equals. Not at all. It would be a little bit more like I was your boss. That's the only way it could really work. I would take responsibility for you, and it would be our little secret. You can sit at the front of lectures, and we'll just smile at each other gently, and no one there will know about our special relationship with each other. No one will know all the special ways that I help you, and that you help me, too. Would you like that? I thought you would. You're so enthusiastic, it's adorable. That makes me really happy. That beautiful little smile of yours. I really love it. Even if it almost had me stumbling over my words in the lecture. Just like those legs of yours do. And your chest. Ah. And your shoulders. If only I could see that ass of yours while you're sitting down. Instead, I have to follow you around campus sometimes if I want to get a good look at it. I'm very discreet. I'm sure you wouldn't have noticed. I'm going to celebrate our new friendship by doing something I've never done before. I've never touched a student's face before. Obviously, it's not appropriate, but I want to touch yours. Because it's so goddamn pretty. I want to touch it just like this. Stroking my hands over your cheeks. Rubbing my fingers gently over your eyebrows. It feels exciting, doesn't it? We're really not supposed to be doing this. Open your mouth. Oh, God. You look so pretty when you suck. I've been wondering for a while what you look like with something in your mouth like that. Why don't you turn and face the bookshelf? Here. Turn around. Like this. There you go. That's it. Right up against it. So that I can get my hands on this beautiful body of yours. Oh, God. I really have wanted to do this for a long time, you know that? Your body is absolutely captivating. I've always wondered what it would be like to just put a hand on your hip like this, and another one on your shoulder, up here. And then run my hand across your collarbones. And the other one across your tummy. Oh my God, you feel incredible. You've got such an amazing body. I really do have a hard time taking my eyes off it when you're around. Oh my God. Oh. That's it. You know, I remember the things that you said about me. Do you remember them? Oh, that can't be right. I'm sure you remember it all. You said that you wanted to be my fleshlight. Surely you remember that. What about the part where you said you wanted to sit on my launch pad and get ready for blast off? I'm sure that you remember that. Oh, you know, I've always thought you're incredibly sexy. But when I heard the way that you were talking about me, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to keep away from you much longer. This body of yours is just too fucking good. I've spent far too much time thinking about it. And when I knew that you wanted me like I want you, I needed to take you. Oh, my beautiful favorite student. I needed to make you mine. Ah, and the way that you're moving your ass against me, I think you remember everything that you said. I think you remember all of it perfectly clearly. Ah, oh, I'm so glad that elevator stalled and gave us an opportunity to really talk about things. Ah, oh, so that we can get to know each other better. I think it's so important that my special student gets the best treatment. Ah, oh, yeah. My little teacher's pet. You're so beautiful. Ah. Oh. It's only fair that you get treated with favoritism. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Fuck. The way you're sucking my finger while you rub your ass against me like that. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rubbing my hand over your tummy and up your chest just feels so good. Oh, this is exactly how I always wanted you. Oh, God. Oh. You know, if you keep working hard for me, I'll make sure you're always top of the class. With all kinds of special tutoring and special opportunities. Oh. Oh, God, I know. I know. I want you too. I want you so badly. Oh. And I have for a long, long time. Mm, God, your neck feels so good. It feels so good to kiss it. All over the back of it like this. While I put my hand around the front of it. Do you like it when I squeeze just a little bit like that? And nibble your ear like this. Does that feel nice? Oh, God. You know, it's so important for academics to really understand the needs of the student body. And you're really helping me get to grips with it. Oh, your body feels incredible. Oh, so good. Your neck. God, and all the way down your front. Oh, all the way down. Oh, you like that, huh? Oh, and the way that you're going all limp, I can tell that you do. Oh, my beautiful, favorite, sexy little student. Oh, God. Oh, God. And I've always wanted to give your beautiful neck a little squeeze like this. Just so I can show you who's boss. But I could never really hurt you. Oh, I could never hurt my favorite student too badly. I just want to make sure you understand who's in charge. Oh, God, your neck tastes so good. Your body feels so good. Your chest all over feels so fucking good. Oh, I've wanted you so badly for so long. Oh, you're mine now, aren't you, baby? Oh, that's right, my favorite little student. That's exactly right. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. How about I slide my hand gently down the front of your pants while I give your neck a little squeeze, huh? Oh, yeah. You like that, don't you? Oh, there you go. Feels good, doesn't it, baby? That's it. Face against the wall. While I take over. Why don't I put my hand a little lower, huh? I want to make sure that you're enjoying this. Oh. Oh. Oh, baby, you really are enjoying it, aren't you? Oh, it's okay. I'll hold you up. It's okay if you go all weak. I've got you. I've got you. I'll hold you. Oh, oh God. I'll hold you and I'll touch you between your legs. Just like this. Oh, God. That's it. That's it, beautiful. Oh, spread those legs for me, that's right. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's okay, I've got you, I've got you. Keep those legs spread nice and wide so that I can touch you right down here. Oh, just like this. Oh, God, that's it, baby. In fact, how about we, oh, God. Fuck, keep rubbing it into my cock like that. That's it. Keep rubbing your ass into my cock like that. How about we pick a book off the shelf, What about this one? Oh, God. And how about I put it down here between your legs? A nice, thick hardback. So that I can... Oh, rub it back and forth over you like this. With your legs spread. Yeah. How does that feel, baby? Oh, God. Yeah. You like it nice and hard against you like that. Rubbing back and forth like this. Oh. It's so good to study with a good book, isn't it, baby? Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, you're sensitive down there, aren't you? You must be really turned on. Oh, God. Rubbing the nice, thick, hard spine of this book back and forth just like that. Oh, God. Moan for me, that's it. I want to hear you moan. Oh, God. Oh, God. It feels so good with you rubbing against my cock like that. How about I rub this book a little harder, huh? Yeah. Right there. Like that. Oh. Oh, God. What feels better? If I do this while I squeeze your throat gently? Or if I pinch your nipples like this? Oh, God. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. Is that it? Is that the spot? Yeah? Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm not gonna stop now. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop until you come. I'm gonna keep rubbing this book back and forth over it until you come for me, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Here, I'll use both hands. Oh, like this. Oh, God. Keep grinding against my cock. I've got you. I've got you, baby. Oh, God. Yeah, harder. Harder. I want you to come for me right here in my office. Come for me. Oh, God, come for me. Come for me. Come for me while I rub this book over you. Yeah, just there. Just like that. Oh, my God. That's right. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, oh, there you go. Oh, God. Oh, oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop. Here. Oh, oh, my hand gently around your throat while you come. Oh, oh, that's it, baby. Oh, that's it. Oh, 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 oh my God. Oh, it's okay, I've got you. I've got you. I've got my arms around you. You can lean back into me, it's okay. Oh, oh, here, oh my God, let's sit down. Let's sit down. Right here, sit in my lap. And I'll hold you from behind. Oh, oh. Oh my God. Baby, you went completely limp like jelly. Was it that good? Oh, I can't tell you how fucking horny that got me. But I don't want to come today. I think I'll save it for another time. Oh my God, this body of yours. Feeling that ass grind against me. Feeling my hands rub all over it just like this. Oh, I've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Touching myself while I dreamed about something like this happening. Hey. Hey. Turn around, look at me. You did so well, baby. I'm so proud of you. I've had so many beautiful students like you come through my classes, and I've been tempted by them all, but none of them have ever filled me with desire like you do. You and that gorgeous fucking body of yours. Are you ready to always do as you're told? Are you ready to work hard for me and be the best student that you can be? Are you ready for you and I to become a big part of one another's lives? Good. Now, my beautiful little flustered cutie, I need to get the rest of my work done. But you're back for another class at 10 a.m., aren't you? Good. Then I'll see you tomorrow. Come on, let me help you up.